This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Occasionally, I like to watch the Andy Griffith Show. Barney Fife makes me laugh. One episode is called Opie Flunks Arithmetic. It's about Opie getting a bad grade in arithmetic and everybody flipping out about it. The one person who did not flip out about Opie flunking arithmetic was, of course, Opie's teacher. But it makes sense that Opie's family, including his own father, his father's cousin, and his father's aunt, would all flip out about Opie flunking arithmetic. And it makes sense that Opie's teacher did not flip out about Opie flunking arithmetic. Opie's teacher went so far as to tell Opie's father, Andy, "Don't be an hysterical parent." The moral of the story being, of course, that the civil government knows better than the family government. Modern educators are no different. Your child shall attend a civil government school, and you can only opt them out if you comply with a law that the civil government wrote. Your child shall not hear about Jesus in a civil government school. Your family must pay property taxes to support the civil government's humanistic religion. And school boards know best. Even Barney Fife agrees with that, as he stated so in the show I am referring to. The civil government knows best, we are told. This is opposite God's word. The family governments, not the civil governments, have the God-given education duty. My assertion here is not that the family government knows better than the civil government. My assertion here is that God knows better than humans do. The civil government school system teachers in the 1960s, like Pleasant Helen Crump, Opie's teacher, weren't any better than the teachers now. They still think they know better than parents. But that actually isn't the problem. The problem isn't that teachers think that they know better than the parents, because as humans it may be the case that they actually can help a child more than the child's own parents. The problem is the teachers find it acceptable to use force and coercion over the parents. That is the problem, and it will continue to be one until property taxes are extinct and compulsory education is eradicated. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.